In Washington State, nearly 200 people with developmental disabilities and their families face a tough decision. The state recently revoked the license of the company that provided them around-the-clock in-home care. Now these families must decide whether to trust a sister company to do better. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Sitting at her dining room table in her North Spokane home, Beverly Davis shows off pictures of her 45-year-old son. One is of his most recent birthday.
And you can see how happy he is.
Davis's son is severely developmentally disabled and nonverbal, but she describes him as happy-go-lucky.
He squeals and, you know, he enjoys life.
But her son has also endured a lot. Neglect by caregivers, serious health problems, and several disruptive moves. Most recently, her son was a client of a company called SL Start with operations in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. In early April, the state of Washington decertified the company's adult care program because of a history of serious deficiencies, including failing to get appropriate and timely medical care for a client who later died. Davis says she noticed problems with her son's care.
He's not getting his meds all the time. His hygiene is horrible.
And she says a dentist recently warned her son is at risk of losing his teeth because of a lack of oral care. But it's what happened after the state pulled SL Start's license that has the family even more upset. The state of Washington allowed SL Start's sister company, Acres, to take over the care of the majority of SL Start's more than 200 clients. Beverly Davis's daughter, Deborah, says she doesn't know why the state is allowing this.
It's exactly the same, just a name change. Same staff, same management, same care plans, same everything.
I certainly understand their perspective.
Don Klintzman is with Washington's Developmental Disabilities Administration. It's his division that's allowing Acres to take over SL Start's clients, even though they're both owned by the same company, Spokane-based Embassy Management.
Acres and SL Start really are two separate entities with two separate experiences, and the expertise that Embassy has shown and that Acres has shown in running a supported living program give us confidence the SL Start residents will get the right service.
Klintzman adds that the decertification of a major provider is unprecedented, and he says with just 2 weeks' notice, a top priority was to ensure that SL Start's clients had no interruption of care and could stay in their homes. But it's not just families who are sounding the alarm. The advocacy group Disability Rights Washington recently sent a letter to the state that says it's, quote, allowing Embassy to erase its failures.
We in no way were looking for a get-out-of-jail-free card.
This is Kendra Ellis, the former executive director of SL Start, who is now executive director of Acres. She says the decertification of SL Start came as a surprise, but instead of fighting it, Ellis says the company decided to keep its focus on a turnaround plan that was already underway.
We've taken ownership for our deficiencies, identified steps that we need to take to improve our systems, identified additional training that's needed, oversight in the homes.
Ellis says she wants families to feel they can have confidence in Acres, but she also notes they do have the option to find another agency. That's something Beverly Davis says she's decided to do, even though it means her son will have to move again. She's already found someone who's agreed to take care of him.
And hope and pray that it's going to be better than what he's had.
For those who stick with Acres, the state of Washington says it will conduct stepped-up in-home inspections over the next few months to make sure SL Start's former clients are getting proper care. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.